In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast. Spraznekum. Today is the Feast of Pentecost. Brothers and sisters, it is the day on which the Holy Spirit is poured out on the apostles in Jerusalem, 50 days after the resurrection. It is the day on which the first followers of Jesus Christ receive the power to become his church. Pentecost, this feast is the fulfillment of Pascha. New life in Christ is now joined with new life in the Spirit. Our deaths have been trampled down by the death of Christ, and by receiving the Spirit on this day, we now receive the power to truly be Christians. To be men and women and children who not only say that Jesus is Lord, but who also now have the power to accomplish the will of Christ. To do even greater works than he did, as Jesus promised. At the very beginning of the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus tells his apostles after the resurrection to go and to wait. They will be waiting for the Holy Spirit. And Christ promises there early on that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And truly, power is the great theme of this feast. Power to speak boldly, power to face down opposition, power to proclaim the truth, power to overachieve in the face of human limitations. It is a power which turns fishermen into apostles, power which turns a teenage mother into the queen of heaven, power which turns slaves into ministers of freedom. But the power that we receive this day is not simply the church's version of earthly power. That kind of power is the power to impose our will on other people, to control and to coerce. That is not the power that we receive this day. That is not the meaning of the power which proceeds from the Father on Pentecost. The power of the Holy Spirit, the power promised by Jesus Christ, is the power to set aside fear. Be encouraged by the words of the Apostle Paul, who is the great apostle of power. He writes to the Romans, "If God is with us, who can be against us?" He writes to the Corinthians, "We are weak, but God's strength is made perfect in our weakness." And to the Galatians, Paul declares, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." This is the new life sealed in us this day by the Holy Spirit. Fear is now replaced by an experience of God's perfect and unchanging love. And it is this perfect love, the perfect love of Christ on the cross. It is this perfect love which then casts out all fear, as John, the apostle of love, tells us. This is the power that we receive this day. The power to destroy the fear that keeps us from loving others. The power to see this world as Jesus sees this world, full of his little children and friends in need of comfort and rescue. It is the power to meet Christ when we meet others who suffer. The power of Pentecost is the power to take risks in the name of love and to trust that God will certainly make sure that we will be okay. The power we receive this day is the power to look at an enemy and to see a long-lost friend. The power to say welcome in Spanish or Portuguese or Creole or Arabic. It is the power to say that we have two, please take one. It is the power to stop saying my will be done and to say instead to the Father, thy will be done. my favorite image of Pentecost, the very concrete image, literally concrete image, of power to choose love over fear is a building. It is St. Catherine's Monastery in the deserts of Egypt. Most of us know of the importance that St. Catherine's Monastery has in the history of the Orthodox Church. Something I never noticed before, I'm very thankful to the Orthodox writer Jim Forrest for pointing this out. St. Catherine's has been a place of uninterrupted prayer since the 500s. Monks have lived and prayed there for 1,500 years. But for most of that time, St. Catherine's has been subject to Muslim rule. Islam overtook the region around St. Catherine's there in the Sinai Peninsula shortly after its founding. But inside of St. Catherine's, if you look very closely at pictures, you will see a minaret. A minaret is not part of a Christian church. It is part of a Muslim mosque. From the minaret, Muslims are called to prayer. And this mosque is unique. It is the only mosque that exists inside of a Christian monastery anywhere on this planet. The mosque had an earlier life. It was previously used as a house of hospitality for visiting Christian pilgrims. But about the year 1100, the monks decided that their Muslim neighbors also needed a place to pray. All of the workers who helped with the farming, they were Muslim, not Christian. All of those who helped with the gardening and tending the buildings, they were Muslim, they were not Christian. They needed a place to worship as well. And the monks provided for their need, even though they were different. To this day, St. Catherine's in Egypt is one of the great symbols of what it means to love your neighbor, no matter who they are, no matter what they look like, or even who they worship. St. Catherine's is an image of what love can accomplish when we set aside fear and simply open our doors. Because of love, because of hospitality, we can marvel at the paradox of a mosque and a monastery coexisting in a region that has been shattered and continues to be shattered this day by war and hatred and misunderstandings. Brothers and sisters, that is the power that we receive this day on Pentecost. It is the power to open our monastery walls and to invite all those who live along our streets or who travel down our streets or even those who live on our streets, to invite them in. This is the power of the Holy Spirit given to the apostles and through them given to all of us as well now. It is the power to destroy fear. It is the power to preach good news to the hopeless. It is the power to seek justice and to love others in ways that are very concrete and very real. People suffer. And the Holy Spirit this day gives us the power to give a darn. The power of the Holy Spirit poured out this day is the power to love others as we love ourselves. To give away at least as much as we keep. It is the power to draw the whole world into the net of Christ as we sing this day. Brothers and sisters, the power of the Holy Spirit is now poured out, but we must choose to receive it. We must choose to live lives that are driven by love, not driven by fear. We must choose to open our doors. We must choose to gather in the hurt and the hungry and those looking for hope. We must choose to build a minaret inside our monastery. Joyous feast.